Right. Welcome to another edition of High School Sports Uncensored. I'm Rob Long here, and we got pushed back a day because my next guest is a very busy man, and that's Damian Jennifer. How are you, Damian?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here.
Now, you know, we get all... We've never got a current player, and I'm trying to get that. We've got a lot of current coaches.
Right.
We had Bob Wade on just last week.
Okay.
My first interview was here with Mark Amatucci, so we've had former greats as well.
Okay.
And now we've got you, a former local high school standout.
Absolutely.
At Merville, Mergenthaler.
Yes, sir.
You know,
Hope Tech, baby.
You know, do you still follow them?
I do. I follow them from afar. You know, keeping track with the scores, if they're ranked or not. But it's kind of tough to get to games because we have games all the time. So
right. And you're an assistant coach at Mount St. Joe's?
Yes, sir. And this is my sixth year at Mount St. Joe.
Man, you're getting up there.
I know, man. I know. Time's flying, man. But I'm having fun.
You're getting up there, having fun. And you had fun in high school at other people's expense.
Yeah. I did.
What got you going in high school? I mean, everybody wants to play basketball in Baltimore, but what got you to that upper echelon level?
Well, I was blessed to grow up in a neighborhood where it was a lot of good basketball players. I could just name a few: Kevin Braswell, Juan Dixon, Mike King. We grew up, Shante Rogers. So we all grew up in a mile radius of each other. So just growing up, like, I wasn't the best person in my neighborhood.
Stinking nut.
My guys, man, they my big brothers. So I grew up in a neighborhood where I wasn't the best basketball player. So I always was, you know, trying to get to that level. And that drove me. And I would see my good friends, you know, getting a lot of success and being talked about. And I never was talked about. So that's what drove me. And in high school, I was blessed to get a coach. His name is Bucky Lee. Mm-hmm. Coached down Oliver Rec Center. And he saw something in me that a lot of people didn't see. So he pushed me and drove me. And he instilled a lot of the values that I still carry on today through my coaching and training. He instilled all that into me. So if it wasn't for Bucky Lee, man, I don't know where I would be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was my high school and my AAU basketball coach.
And so many people say that about coaches. If it wasn't for this coach, wasn't for that coach, I don't know where I'd be.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing about coaching, and you know that from the other aspect. But we'll talk about that a little bit. We're here with Damian Jennifer, High School Sports Uncensored. Damian, let's go through some of your bigger rivals that you had in school, because rivalries have changed in Baltimore City.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when Lake – and Dunbar was hot and heavy, Lake and Southern, Dunbar. It's like Dunbar had a new rival all the time.
Yeah, everybody was trying to catch Dunbar.
Everybody was back then.
Yeah, everybody was trying to catch Dunbar. And Lake.
Who was your number one rival when you were in high school?
Lake Clifton.
Lake Clifton?
Lake
Why?
Clifton. Because...
Not just because of proximity, which you like, you could a stone's throw, but...
Because they were, I mean, as far as East Baltimore, they were the best team. They, I mean, for years with Shante Rogers, Stink, then Kevin Braswell, Mike King won. Like, they just had a tradition, and everybody was just trying to catch them. And we didn't get to the point where we caught them until my junior, senior year. My senior year, we was able to beat them three times, you know, once in the playoffs, twice in the regular season. That was the first time we ever did that. So I would say Lake Clifton Eastern was our biggest rival.
What was the key to you catching up with them? Was it your maturation?
My maturation, having Marcus Hatton in the backcourt with me, and also the guys that I came in with as ninth graders, we all stuck together. Melvin Bridges, Hugh Brown, Kevin Taylor. Like, it was a lot. We came in and we wasn't good, and we wanted to be good. So as ninth graders, we played JV. We moved up our sophomore year and played varsity and just got our heads beat in. And, you know, Woody Williams, our coach, and Bucky Lee, they had a plan. And our junior year, we was better. We upset Dunbar at Dunbar, which is the first time Merv ever beat Dunbar. And then, you know, that next summer going into our senior year, man, we went through the town. You know, we played for Oliver Rex and all of us stuck together, and we knew we was better. And then going into our senior year, we wasn't ranked the beginning of the season. We ended up being second. So, you know, it was just for us, it was a thing where we just was hungry. We never got talked about. So when we started being talked about, it kept us, you know, it fueled us to keep getting better. And that's nutshell of it right there.
We're here with Damian Jennifer, former Mervo high school basketball standout. Went on to play at Loyola, High School Sports Uncensored here. Damian, I didn't plan to talk about this, but we're about to break into something different here, because you said something that sparked. You went from JV Mm-hmm. Varsity your sophomore with this group of guys.
Right.
You got your brains beat in.
Yeah.
Why didn't you guys transfer? Because that's what everybody does.
Yeah.
Why didn't you transfer to the better program, the program that was beating your heads in? Because you had skill, your guys had skill, and I'm sure the buzzers start circling because that's what some coaches do.
Right.
What made you stay at Merville?
Loyalty to my friends, loyalty to my coaches. I felt like Woody Williams and Bucky Lee, they took a chance on us and put us on varsity. So I felt like they put us in a position to be successful in the long run. So more so than anything, loyalty. I mean, even when I played AAU basketball, I never, like today you got guys that change AAU programs in the AAU season. You know, one weekend they might play for somebody, the next weekend they'll play for another program. I played for Oliver Rexon, Al Rival with Cecil Kirk. To this day, I've never been inside of Cecil Kirk Rexon. Because that, you know, that's
it just, meant something.
It meant something.
Where is that gone? Why, where do we get to? Because I coach girls high school basketball, and you know, I've seen a kid who came to me as a freshman. She's a junior now. She's on a third school.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a lot of transfers out, but what happened in our sports society that we lost loyalty?
I believe it's the instant gratification, just the phones, the social media, being given praise when you haven't done anything. So if a lot of times if somebody not praising you or not putting you in, you know, in a position where that you didn't earn, you know, a lot of kids, a lot of parents, they want to go somewhere where they're praised. You know, at Mount St. Joe, our kids, they play JV. It's one of the things, you know, every once in a while we have a kid that'll come in and just play varsity as a freshman, but it's a known fact that you come there, you probably going to have to play JV.
Yeah, you're going to have to be a boss for Clatchy to put you on.
Yeah,
I know Clatchy.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, man, like, things just change, man. Kids want to play varsity right away, even if they don't play, because they want that status of, I play varsity. You know, so I think it's the instant gratification, the praise, you know, being talked about. You know, you got sixth graders that's ranked in the, you know, top 10 in the country. Like, come on, man. You know, so I think that has a big part to do with it.
And you've probably seen some, I know I have, some of those sixth, seventh graders who are ranked so high, and before their sophomore, junior year, you're like, whatever happened to that guy? I've seen that. The guy, David Stills, I know it's a different sport, was he gave a verbal commitment in middle school to play quarterback at USC. Great wide receiver at West Virginia, but how do you give a verbal commitment to play one position? You understand? That's what we've gotten in our society.
That's where we at. That's where we at. Guys want to, again, that's the instant praise. You know, if I'm an eighth grader and Nick Saban tell me he want me to come to my school, yeah, I love that. I'm going to post that. I'm going to glorify that, you know, and it helps Nick Saban as well. But it also helps the kid because in, you know, college football, you might commit, then the next year you might decommit and commit to another school. So in college football and college basketball, it's a little bit different. College football, you can always just change your commitment,
mm-hmm.
you know. So me being offered by Alabama, it boosts who I am and my status. Right. So
we're here with Damian Jennifer. High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. Damian, I'm getting at the point in my life. You talked about Brian Hubbard and some other guys that I knew when they were, you know, as we used to call them, little shorties.
Right.
And I still feel like I'm in my prime, but I see guys like you now coming up. And you know soon it's going to be time to pass that baton and step back and watch my first high school coach, Paul Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to my practices regularly. He came on Monday, our first practice of the season, and he sat up like a proud papa. You know what I mean? And I know my time is coming soon.
Right.
Now, you said you had a coach that made a difference in your life.
Absolutely.
Now, you're doing the same thing in other kids' lives. Operator First Choice Basketball Training and Condition is something that you run. Tell us a little bit about your business.
It's a business that I started in 2007, 2008, I believe. And it was something that somebody told me I should do because I was training kids and training. I was at Montrose Christian at the time, and I was training pros. I was training big-time high school players. And all the players would be like, oh, Coach, can we work out in the morning? Coach, can we work out after practice? I'm like, all right, well, I wonder why they keep wanting to work out with me. We had other coaches on the staff as well. And a lot of the players would say, man, I like what you do. You know, and a lot of coaches would come in, you know, Roy Williams would come in and watch how guys work out. And I would run the workout. And you start getting the praise from these big-time coaches. You're like, well, maybe I am good at what I do, you know. So that kind of boosted my confidence a little bit. So I just dove right into it. Had to come up with a name, obviously. And, you know, I was always driven. You know, so when I kind of got that push and that confidence, is just when I took it to a whole nother level, started doing videos. Facebook and Instagram wasn't that big back then, so it was kind of just word of mouth. So I was in the Montgomery County area, so I was getting a lot of kids from that area. They would come to our games and watch us work out. I mean, come to our games and watch our games. And then after the game, coach, can you work out my son? And it just blew from there, man. And then when I left Montrose, I came to Baltimore, and it just expanded. Yeah. And now, I run it out of leadership through athletics, which is in Lansdowne, you know. And during basketball season, I kind of, you know, slow down a little bit. But in the off season, I'm running camps, clinics. Even during basketball season, I'll run a camp. My next camp will be at the end of the year. It's called the End of the Year Enhancement Camp. I do it with one of my best friends, Coach Mookie, who Donnell Dobbins, who runs Team Thrill. Organization. Yeah. So, you know, we grew up together playing. So we try to do something together at the end of the year. Just to kind of give back, and also, you know, for us to get together, because we don't get to see each other as much anymore because he's running around, I'm running around. So it's a time for us to get together and just, you know, fellowship, but also give back to the kids as well.
Yeah. Now, how often do you do these, and how can folks find out about this?
They can go to the website, www.firstchoicebasketball.com. They can follow me on Instagram. I'm always posting flyers, you know, next events. My Instagram is Coach FCB Ball, First Choice Basketball, but it's Coach FCB Ball. And also on Facebook, I post a lot of stuff, videos. Damian Jennifer, you can just look me up. First Choice Basketball has a page as well. But I'm constantly posting videos, constantly giving back. And people always say, why do you post your videos, man? Why do you post your videos? I'm like, because I'm just sharing the knowledge, man. Mm-hmm. If I was to go somewhere to tomorrow, what would I do with all that knowledge? Mm-hmm. You know, so somebody shared it with me, so I put it out there, shared with the world, and people use it. People, you know, they'll hit me up and say, man, thank you for the workout, or thank you for the drill, you know. But in my mind, I'm saying thank you for spreading it. Thank you for sharing your knowledge with the kid, or the something that I could give to you and you can share with one of your basketball players. Man, that's the community. That's the basketball community.
We're here with Damian Jennifer. He's a former high school standout, went on to Loyola University to play basketball. He's owner of Operation First Choice Basketball Training and Conditioning. This is High School Sports Uncensored. You said you were training pros. Give us some names of former and current players that you trained.
Oh, man, I was blessed. I was able to coach Gravis Vasquez. I coached Kevin Durant.
I love Gravis Vasquez.
Adrian Bowie, Justin Anderson, Terrence Ross, Michael Carrera, all these guys are either in NBA or, you know, overseas doing really well. Kevin Larson, Tyrone Johnson. I hope I'm not forgetting none of my guys. But I could just go down the line, man, because, you know, where I was down there, it was just pros against pros. You know, it was a dog eat. We would have guys that were freshmen that wanted to play. Mm-hmm. You know, Justin Anderson, that's one of my best friends, I would say. He came in as a freshman raw. Mm-hmm. Just raw, that just could jump. And I saw something in him, and his parents looked at me and they said, because he was from Virginia, they said, I want you to look out for my son. Mm-hmm. Make sure you take care of him. So I promised him that I would, and I think I did a good job. Today he's playing for the Atlanta Hawks.
That's right.
You know, so, and I have another kid that I coached at Mount St. Joe, Jalen Adams. He's playing with the Atlanta Hawks. Mm-hmm. He's on a two-way contract. His dad is so dedicated to getting him better. He owns a company called Rhythm Dribble.
Yeah, my daughter went there.
Yeah, so he's great at what he does, man.
In fact, three of my players went there.
Yeah, he's he's a trainer. He's great at what he does. So, I mean, it's enough kids out here for everybody, man. Mm-hmm. I love to see other guys that do well. You know, I was blessed to coach Jalen, but his dad, man, he put the work in with him every day, every morning, every night. Like and to this day, I think they still do that, man.
See, you know, lots of people want to take credit. And just shy of taking credit for Jalen, you turned it back to his dad. And I Absolutely. Think that's where we go wrong now in training. We talk about why kids transfer, why kids don't have loyalty. I think a lot of it is what you just did the 180 of.
Right.
You have so many hands in the pot.
Right.
that Monday night we had our first practice at the beginning of the season parent meeting. I said, you know, we got a lot of kids in this program who weren't that good when they came here. Now that they're getting good, everybody wants to take credit, and they start pull. Here's a kid in the NBA, and you shied away from taking too much credit and gave it back to his dad.
Absolutely, man. I mean, that credit is due. You know, I mean, I came up under Coach Atkins, and he always said, man, you can't claim a kid, man. That's that parent's kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you can be a part of his development, that's all you can ask for. And if a kid never comes back and say, thank you, but that's is that what you do it for?
Right.
You know, I do it because I want that kid to reach his maximum goal. If I can be with him one day out the week and somebody else got him 3 days out the week, it doesn't matter to me as long as I can impact that kid in a positive way.
Be a part of it.
Absolutely.
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 Yeah. Now you are assistant coach also at Mount St. Joe.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that experience.
Oh, man, it's been great. Coach Clash, he's awesome, man. He's awesome.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, my God. Man, he's humble. That's the biggest thing with him, man. He doesn't like to take a lot of credit, but he should get more credit. He's one of those guys. And I mean, just being around him, I'm learning stuff every day. When I came back to Baltimore, if I was going to coach somewhere, I wanted to coach somewhere where I could learn, where I could continue to learn. And I felt like that was an opportunity where I could continue to learn. And that's why I jumped on it. And I've been learning ever since I've been there. And again, I've been able to coach some great players as well.
Yeah.
We got some guys over there at the University of Maryland that's, I think, going to do some big things for them this year.
Yeah.
We got some guys at Villanova that's, you know, one guy right now, Phil Booth, who's 2-time national champion. You know, so our resume over at Mount St. Joe, since I've been there and before I've been there, speaks for itself. But a lot of people don't like to give us credit for what we do because we don't talk too much. It's not a lot of rah-rah with our program, but trust and believe, the program is respected.
It definitely is respected. That's not even a word. By the way, I know Phil's dad real well.
Yeah, that's my man.
And we've got McDonough on the schedule.
Okay.
So Phil, seeing if you're listening, my hopes is to beat you, a little baby girl.
Hopefully she's back, man. You know she had hurt her knee, so hopefully she's back.
She's a great kid, though.
She'll be back. She'll be back to 100% because she's a hard worker.
Yeah.
And if she can't help McDonough this year, I think she's signed with Lafayette. She'll help Lafayette this year for sure.
They breed greatness and excellence.
Absolutely, man.
I could do this all day with you. David and Jennifer, he's joining us right now to talk a little high school hoops.
Yeah.
This is High School Sports Uncensored. Damian is owner of Operation First Choice Basketball Training and Conditioning. We'll get that information out again before we get out of here in a couple of minutes. We both agree high school basketball has changed. Forget about the bad things that we can't control.
Right.
From, what did you play? 20 years ago, I mean, what you play?
Almost 20 years ago. We had our 20-year anniversary this year, a couple weeks ago.
You get old.
I'm good. I'm just getting better.
All right. So 20 years ago to the day, is it better?
High school sports? For the kids, I would say it's more opportunity than back then. It's tough, man, because a lot of kids are getting more exposure. But a lot of kids are getting more exposed. So with all the highlight films, they're not ready, man. And, you know, I think sometimes a lot of parents and coaches that aren't invested in the kid kind of push these kids to certain places that they shouldn't go, meaning schools, bigger schools that they probably aren't ready to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, like, everybody makes their own decisions, but – it's just different, man. It's just a different culture of basketball, man. Like the loyalty thing, it's just different. You can, like you say, you can coach a kid from their freshman year to their junior year and get them to a level where they're ranked in the country and they can just leave and go to a school out of state. And it's perfectly normal.
Yep.
You know, and like a Montrose, that's what we would get. Some kids that were starting in ninth grade, but we would get kids as juniors. Then you got an Oak Hill where everybody's usually a senior,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's a lot more schools like that. And, again, it's for the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the IMG Academy. Like, who can compete with an IMG Academy?
But a lot of people forget about all the kids that come home after 1 year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, again, it's a negative side to that as well where kids come back and then they're lost. You know, because, again, nobody's praising them. You know, nobody's praising me because you just left that school because you didn't play. And now I come back to Baltimore. Now I got to suck my pride up and go back to these coaches that were recruiting me when I was coming out of middle school.
Right.
You know, so it's it's a lot of egos that go into the stuff, but it's just a different culture today, man.
All right, man. That's Operation First Choice Basketball Training and Conditioning. Tell folks again how to get in contact with you.
Yeah, you can go to the website, www.firstchoicebasketball.com. On Instagram, Coach FCB Ball. On Facebook, Damian Jennifer. And also on Facebook, we have our business page, First Choice Basketball Conditioning. Training and conditioning. So it's different ways that you can get in contact with me. But those are probably the easiest ways.
Proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you, man.
Thanks
appreciate
a lot for
it.
Your time,
absolutely. Anytime.